Let's go back to Mark 11:23. It says, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever..." You know, now last time I checked, I'm a whosoever. Aren't you, CE?
Yes, sir.
You're a whosoever too. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain..." Well, what is the mountain? The mountain can be anything. You know that? It could be whatever your problem is. It don't make it what it is. I mean, you can speak to it, and if you don't doubt in your heart, I mean, even a mountain can be moved. Now, don't be like the woman that went to a teaching and that learned about this scripture, and then she said, "Well, where I live, there is a mountain between me and the sea. So I want that mountain moved." So she's looking out her kitchen window, and she said, "Okay, Lord, Mark 11:23 said I can speak to that mountain. I command that mountain to be moved in the name of Jesus." So she gets up the next morning, comes in there, looks out that window, and thought, "Just what I thought, it's still there." Is that the way we, that's us, isn't it? We don't, she never had any faith in the beginning. If she had had any faith, she'd have spoke to that mountain, commanded it to move, and then start praising and worshiping God that the mountain's gone. Then she'd have been like the other woman that lived in a place, and she had a mountain between her and the scenery she wanted to see, and she used Mark 11:23, and she began to worship and praise God, and every morning she'd come look out the window and say, "Praise God, thank you, Lord, that mountain's gone in the name of Jesus." But it's still there. But she's saying it with her mouth and believing it with her heart. One day her husband and her goes on a 2-week vacation. When they come back, they had built a new highway through over there and the dirt moving equipment. She went up to her window and looked, and the mountain's gone. Now, who was it that had anything to do with that mountain leaving? Her. Why did they build that highway right there? Because of her. She wanted that mountain gone, and she praised God, and God sent the dirt moving equipment, and they literally moved that mountain and built a highway out there, and she could see right on to where she wanted to see because of her faith. Now then, he says there that if you'll believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Now think about this. When's the last time you made a negative statement over yourself? When's the last time you said, "Oh, I'm 50. I'm getting so old. I guess I probably won't be able to go to church much longer." Have you ever heard people make those kind of statements? "How old are you?" "Oh, I'm so old." "Oh, tell me how old you are." "Oh, you don't want to know how old. I'm ancient." No, tell me how old you are, especially women. "How old are you?" "You promise you won't ever tell nobody?" "Yeah, I promise. I'm 45. See, don't you feel sorry for those 45-year-old women? They think they're old. "Oh, my goodness gracious, I'm so old." You know what you should do? You should get a hold of God's Word and start quoting His Word. See, I mean, what is the first thing that happens to every Christian? Almost every Christian does this. You get to feeling bad. Well, first thing you want to do is you talk to your friends and tell them what your symptoms are. And they begin to tell you what they think's wrong with you. Is that right, young lady? And then you go to the pharmacy and maybe you get something for this and it don't help, and so your symptoms get worse. Or especially if you're a woman, in your left breast a knot begins to come up in your left breast. The fear of every woman, a knot in her left breast. Breast cancer, oh my Lord. You tell your friends, "Oh, I got a knot in my left breast." And if they were trained and educated, they'd know exactly what to do, and you get healed. But we don't know. We don't train ourselves. And so we get into fear. And finally, we go to the doctor and say, "Doc, I got this knot coming up in my left breast." He said, "Well, no problem. We'll just do a diagnosis, do a biopsy of it, and see what it is." "Oh, I hope it's not cancer. My friends told me it's cancer." Is that the wrong confession? You're saying you have cancer? Do you want cancer? Well, then why are we saying these crazy things? What did Jesus say? "Whatever you say, you'll have it"? Is that what He said? I've seen women that have said over and over and over and over, I just know this knot in my left breast is cancer. It's getting bigger every day. I just know I have cancer. I thought, when I hear women say that, I think, oh God, please reveal to these women the truth of who they are as daughters of the King. You know, they don't know, have no knowledge of who they are. And some of them come here. And when they come here and they say, I've got this terrible thing. I said, what's wrong with you, man? I got a knot in my left breast. Immediately, my wife asked them one simple question. Who in your family, a woman, do you have unforgiveness toward? What does that have to do with it? What happened? What did Jesus say? If you have unforgiveness, who's he going to turn loose on you? The tormentor? And we've come to notice that over the years, if you're a woman and you get into unforgiveness toward a family member, a mother, daughter, sister, a family member, and you keep it very long, that you'll have a tumor or a knot come up in your left breast. And if you don't deal with the situation, the knot will become cancerous. And I've seen women that have their left breast removed and go through the chemo and the radiation and still got the unforgiveness. And then in a year or two, the cancer comes back. Have you ever heard of a case like this? I hear about them all the time. But we had a 28-year-old girl come to us here. We've had so many of these cases. We had a 28-year-old girl, beautiful little lady, had a knot in her left breast. Her grandmother and granddaddy could go to this church. So they brought the little girl out, the 28-year-old, and we found out that she had unforgiveness toward a family member, a female. We got her to repent of her sin, and after she repented of her sin, we prayed the prayer of faith for her, and a week later the girl goes back to the doctor to be checked, and there's not a thing there. No knot, no nothing. She's totally well. Totally well. Well, then her grandmother had had a knot in her stomach for, 15 years. Big as a baseball. That big around. Right in her stomach. And when she saw her granddaughter get well, she came to us and said, you know, I've never heard these kind of things in church. But said, my granddaughter got healed when she came out here. She said, you know, I know Jesus don't love my granddaughter any less than he loves me. So she said, why do I have this tumor? I said, how long have you had it? She said, 15 years. I said, 15 years ago or 16 or 17 years ago, did you get into any kind of unforgiveness toward your husband? She said, I did. She said, he was a stinker 15, 20 years ago. He did a lot of things I didn't like. I said, do you know God told you to forgive him for all those things? But Thurman, I said, no. When God says forgive him, that's what he meant. Did he say forgive him how many times? 490 times? Why is this so important? Because if you don't forgive, God's going to turn a tormenting spirit loose on you. Well, the tormenting spirit in her put a tumor in her stomach for 15 years. She looked over at her husband and said, honey, I'm so sorry. I forgive you. And he accepted it. He said he didn't even know she had the unforgiveness. She'd been carrying it all these years with that big tumor in her stomach. She repented, asked God to forgive her, laid hands on her, prayed for her. And the next Sunday, she came back to church, and for the first time in 15 years, no tumor. And it has never come back to this day. Never. Now then, people just don't understand that sin and sickness go hand in hand. We just don't seem to get it. But I'll show you some places where it does. But look at this. If you believe what this says, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So should that make you a little bit more particular or cautious about what comes out of your mouth? You know, I've even heard these kind of statements. I wish my husband was dead. Isn't that scary that a woman would say that about her own husband? In fact, we've even got a testimony back there on miraculous testimonies of miraculous healing. One of the ladies on one of the DVDs, one of the things, she said, I prayed and asked God to kill my husband in a car wreck so I could get double indemnity. Oh. You think God heard that prayer? Oh, he heard it, but you think he's going to answer it? Of course not. You know? Well, that goes to show. Now, of course, this wasn't too bad. This was only a man that works for a staff for a church with his wife, you know, so. You see, what can we do as Christians? We can get plumb off on a tangent, can't we? But that couple's on fire for Jesus now. If you haven't seen their testimony, it's on the testimony DVDs of Testimonies of Miraculous Healings. You get to hear them tell you these stories themselves. So when I say these things, they told it on the air and put it on DVD so you can hear it yourself. So, but look at what he says. There's another scripture following this in verse 24, and I want you to see what verse 24 says you can do. Therefore, I, Jesus, say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Let that soak in on you just a minute. Again, what kind of limitations did the king give you right there? None. None. Whatever you ask for, whatever you desire, ask and then believe it's done. What do? We ask and then we go off saying, I meet you at the front door and you say, well, what'd you ask for today? Well, I asked to be healed of this part here or whatever, or my eyes to be restored or whatever. Do you think God heard? I sure hope he did. Was that the right confession? No, not at all. What should your confession have been? Yes, he heard me. I've repented of all sin. It's done. I believe it in Jesus' name. Now see, I'll show you how this verse works. I used this verse on my granddaughter. When I brought my little granddaughter home, 4 years of age now, from the hospital, the doctors told me when we left, said we had to put a plug in her tummy with a plug in it. You'll have to feed her directly into her stomach because the little valve in her throat don't work. It was damaged in the accident, and we checked it, and it does not work, so you can't give her anything by mouth. If you do, it's going to run directly into her lungs and kill her. Well, with that scripture right there, verse 24, what does it say I can ask for? Hey, he gave me no limitations, did he?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Have You Prayed Yet? In its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.